is a pond and a creek the same?
I don't think so. I think a creek would be a bit of flowing water.
Well, that's what I thought a stream was, flowing water.
Yeah.
In a creek, the water sit. Doesn't the water sit in there?
I've always thought of a creek as a bit of water flowing along.
A stream, the water flows.
Yeah.
Go around the stream.
Okay. Is there anything smaller than a creek or a stream?
Maybe a pond.
Okay. And what about, have you ever heard people talk about branches?
Yes.
Or something like that? Okay.
That's a pond, isn't it?
What's that?
When they refer to branches.
I've always thought of a branch as another little piece of water flowing along. You know, maybe a little bit smaller than a creek or something like that. Okay. What about if you had a stream of water flowing along in the woods or a field that has cut out a place, you know, in the land? It might be about, you know, 10 feet deep or 10 feet across, something like that. What would you call that? The place that's been cut out?
I have a word for it.
Have you ever heard people refer to that as a ravine, maybe?
I haven't heard people refer to it as a ravine.
Uh-huh.
I've read about ravines in books.
Uh-huh.
But around here, I haven't ever heard anybody referring to it as being a ravine.
Okay. We were talking about a piece of land that's cut out by some flowing water. What about if you've had an extremely heavy rainfall and that rain, you know, has washed out a place in the road, you know, a big place or in the field somewhere? What would you call that? Have any idea?
No, because I'd probably just describe it.
Instead
of water washed off.
Would people ever call something like that maybe a gully? Or, yeah, I know you mentioned gully a minute ago. Would something like that be a gully to some people?
Yes.
Okay. What about a small elevation in the land? You say you'd have to go up a small what?
Hill.
Small hill. Okay. And if it was just a tremendous thing, much larger than a hill, you'd say that's a regular what?
Mountain.
Okay. Have you ever... Well, let me ask you this. If you wanted to go out that door right there, you'd have to turn the door.
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of an elevation in land referred to as a knob?
No.
Never heard that. Okay. And have you ever been up in the mountains much?
Some.
Okay. Well, we're talking about mountains. What would you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply? So you might look over the... What?
The
edge.
I'm not really familiar with mountains. Uh-huh. I don't know that much about mountains.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard people talk about the cliff or something like that?
I have heard it.
Okay. And again, one more thing about mountains. If maybe a low place in the mountain, you might have a road go across. What would you call a low place in the mountains?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of people talk about maybe a gap or a notch?
No.
The mountains, okay. What about, you would probably see a lot of these down in Mobile, a place where the boats stop and you unload the freight on the what?
Dock.
Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
No.
Is that the same thing as a wharf? Or a pier?
Pier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what about a place where a lot of water falls a long distance? You might see these up in the mountains. That's a what? Something like Niagara.
Fall.
Yeah, a waterfall. Okay.
That's what it is, a waterfall.
All right. Talking about some of the roads around here, what about the surface composition? What are most of the roads made of around here?
What most of them made of?
Uh-huh.
Asphalt.
Anything else? Are they all paved roads with asphalt?
Dirt roads.
Some dirt roads. Mm-hmm. Do you have any gravel roads around here?